Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele. Today, I'm without a co-host, Emma Mailman, but we are doing this in her honor. No, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her. She just couldn't make it today. So I just didn't want everybody to panic right away, like, why isn't Emma on this? But she will be back for our next podcast. In the meantime, I did have to find two esteemed guests to help me pull this one off today. And for one of you, it's been a while. We're glad to have you back. The other one now has been on, I think you're in close competition with one of our other coworkers as to the amount of times you've been on the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. So I would like to welcome back with us Miss Lisa Derby Oden. Welcome, Lisa.
Hey, great to be here again. I love this stuff.
I know, it's been a while. It's been, I think it's probably been a year since you've been on.
You know, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, yeah. So you were long overdue. So we're glad to have you back. And also with us, we have with us today, Miss Christy Gregnon. Welcome back, Christy.
Thanks for having me back. I was sure after the last one, I wasn't going to get invited back.
No. Absolutely. We got to keep you coming back because you bring us a lot of good stuff to talk about. So we have you ladies on with us today, and we're talking about going into our last quarter. This is our fall events, kind of what we have coming up for September and October. I think we look at these months as probably our busiest 2 months of the year with, you know, some of the events that go on behind the scenes, and also for the month of October, what it means actually for the industry that we are in manufacturing. So we'll jump into some of those events. But before we do that, I always ask a question. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. This is just a little bit of an icebreaker. And when you hear these answers, I'm hoping this is going to be as entertaining for all of you as it is going to be for me. But what is your favorite or best beach snack or snack that you like to take on the go? Lisa, I'm going to start with you on this one. We'll let Christy wrap this one up.
Okay, I'm going to go rogue and go off script right away to begin with. Okay, so we'll just get that straight from the start, which is, haven't spent a lot of time on the beach, spent a lot of time on horses and around horse competitions. So I'm going to talk about the best snack when you're out competing with your horses, and that would be pistachios.
Ooh, and why is that, Lise?
You know, I don't even know, except that I always really liked them. And every time we would go to a competition, there was one family whose daughter, you know, kind of came up through the ranks at my stable and that kind of thing. They always brought me like a 5-pound bag of pistachios, because we would be gone for the whole weekend. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't just like an afternoon that I ate the 5 pounds in, mind you, okay? And so I hadn't seen them for a number of years. And a couple of years ago at Christmas time, they sent me a bag of pistachios. How cool is that?
That's great. Oh, I love it. So pistachios for Lisa.
Shelled? All right. Shelled pistachios? Yep, they sent me.
No, they sent in the shell. So you got to do the work.
Yeah.
They're still just as good.
They are. It's just a lot of work. Yeah.
I figure it's burning the calories before you eat the calories when they're in the shell.
That's right. I agree with that.
Yeah. Doing a little work for it. Okay, Christy, yours, I know, is a beach snack. Best beach snack.
So best beach snack ever, growing up with little kids that just stick their hands in whatever you're eating. Like the sandy hands just go in. So I learned that pretzels are the best beach snack ever because you don't know if it's a kernel of sand or if it's salt. All I got. That's all I got.
I could have one. I know I could have used that about 10 years ago. I wish I would have known you then, because that would have been great advice. I would have taken it. So you heard it here first. So pistachios and pretzels with obviously with the salt. So don't get the unsalted ones, because then you're definitely gonna know what that grain is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. heavy on the salt.
By the end of this, we might be able to refer you to some brands that we recommend, but probably not.
Absolutely.
All right. So now that we're transitioning out of beach season and we're getting ready to transition into the fall, yes, it's sad. I know a lot of people don't want to think about it yet, but it's time to do it. We're going to start with our events. We're going to kind of work backwards on this, and there will be a method to this madness. The theory I was always taught was the last thing that usually a listener hears is what sticks in their brain. So because we're going to end up with our most forthcoming or upcoming event, we want you that to stick in your brain, and then you can keep coming back to us at massamap.org to figure out the rest of the events we have lined up. So let's jump into the month of October, and it is our ISO internal auditor training. We have that scheduled October 18th through October 21st. It's from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And one of our awesome third parties that we work with will be putting on that training. It's Exolytic. Usually it's Jim Seropoulos. He is out of the country, I think, that week. He's always on some important adventure somewhere, because he does really important stuff. So he has one of his counterparts, Jeff, will be doing the training with them that day. And the ISO internal auditor training is 9001:2015. It is a public training, and you can register on our website at massmap.org. We do have some costs associated with this, and then Lisa's going to back me up here and kind of give you the lowdown on how it works with the cost. So we can do this training because of the Workforce Training Fund. And Lisa, can you explain to everybody how they can, it's $1,000 per seat, right, for this training, but what can the manufacturers do, small and medium-sized manufacturers do, to help with that cost?
So one of the cool things, the Workforce Training Fund, they provide two different kinds of grants, generally speaking, which is a general grant and an express grant. And what I'm gonna do is tell you about the express grant. Now, companies always, when we talk about this, they wanna know, well, do I qualify for this, and how do I qualify for this? So if you pay into the Massachusetts unemployment payroll tax, then you probably qualify for this, because this is money that is being taken out of that payroll tax money and given back to you to do workforce development, to train your organization up to be competitive in Massachusetts and, you know, around the world, and, you know, hopefully stay here and make our economy vibrant in Massachusetts. The Express Grant has just changed as of July 1st, you know, and the changes they made are wonderful. It used to be only available to companies with 100 employees or less, and now it's available to companies of all sizes. So it's available in a couple different ways. If you are a company of 100 or less, then it's going to be 100% reimbursement of the training. So Haley said this is $1,000. If you have 100 people or less working at your company, you're going to be reimbursed that full $1,000 if you take this training, which is phenomenal. If you have over 100 people, then it's a 50-50 reimbursement. They will reimburse you 50% for your seat. One of the very cool things about the Express Grant, I got to tell you, I've walked through this several times recently with companies, and they call it the Express Grant for a reason. It really does not take much time at all to apply for this grant, okay? If you have your certificate of good standing that's within 6 months of age, You have your FEIN number, and you know the course number for the training you're going to take, which we can hook you up with pretty quickly. All right. Then it'll take you 15 to 20 minutes to apply. That's it. Done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Cause you've timed that yourself, haven't you, Lise?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
She has it down to a time, and that's how she knows, because she's even told us it can take, what did you say it took? Under 19 minutes?
15 to 20 minutes. The very first one that we did after everything had changed over in July took 23 right. minutes. And we were working with a company who had also just submitted a general grant. So they were used to the months of, you know, research and that kind of thing, and that whole strategic approach takes. And we did the thing in 23 minutes. He goes, "That's it? That's everything?" Like this. And I was like, "Yeah, no kidding. Pretty uh-huh. slick, huh?"
Yeah. That's awesome. So when you do say, Lisa, you know, we will walk you through that process. So when you register yes. to attend this event, or if you're interested in going through this training, you will register for the training through our website. And then we will reach out to you we will have individuals that are set up that will reach out to each of the people that register to walk them through this process, so that we can ensure that you do get this funding, whether it be through getting 100% reimbursable or if it's 50% reimbursable, it's still a great option. So to have, if you are over 100 and you want to have somebody go through an ISO internal auditor training for $500, is well worth the return that you'll get on that investment of that $500. So yeah, we'll walk you through it. We'll give you the course number, and we'll get you going through the Express Grant program. So yeah, so that's ISO Internal Auditor. Again, we will be doing that October 18th through October 21st. It is a 4-day training. It is 4 hours for each of those days. So if you can commit 16 hours to that, again, more, you know, of investment of your time, but your return will be exponential. So we suggest you do it. You can go under massmap.org. You can go to our workshops and then look under the events for October. So that's ISO Internal Auditor. Okay, so we're moving from ISO Internal Auditor. Now we're going to jump into a new information session that we have coming up in the month of October. And the reason we're doing this information session is because it is another program that will be offered through our Express Grant program, Lead with Energy and Impact, Goodbye Overwhelm, Hello Growth. It's a 1-hour webinar. It is October 7th. It is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Again, you'll go to our website, register. And our speaker is, you will be able to join the one and only Paul Serafino, and he is from Transformation Leadership Coaching for the 1-hour information session. So Christy, you give a little bit more of an insight, so people, maybe some takeaways, and Lisa, you can probably add into this as well, that they'll be able to gain from this 1-hour session, what they'll be able to get out of the training program itself.
So this is a great session. This is, like Kaylee said, being held by Paul Serafino, who is an ex-MEP-er himself, worked here years ago. And I was telling everybody before we jumped on this podcast that he was my partner for Lean in the Fast Lane, and we got the fastest time for changing a tire over. So impressive stuff right there. I mean, those are serious credentials.
Now, Paul really knows his stuff for sure.
That's right. Hey, we got our picture taken with the car, so we're good. No, but Paul's leadership training, he brought it to us a couple months ago, and we've really been working with him to get it into the Express Grant and deliver this to our clients and the manufacturers in Massachusetts. We know that everything starts at that leadership level, and you want to make sure you have the leadership skills in order to take care of your operations and your organizations out there. And it's really taking leadership to the next level. He has some pre-recorded trainings that he offers, along with some live Q&A with groups and one-on-one sessions as well. So you can really kind of get into the meat and potatoes of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So with those one-on-one sessions. So I've had the opportunity to meet with Paul a couple of times on this program, and it really sounds like the full the full gamut of what is needed to not only increase your leadership skills, but also to start the implementation within your organization.
So that's Lead with Energy and Impact, Goodbye Overwhelm, Hello Growth. It is a 1-hour webinar, October 7th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you can go again under our workshops and you can find the link, click into it, and you can get registered. Next, we're going to back into the Lean Conference. So the Lean Conference is an event that is actually, it's going to be October 6th and 7th. It is in Springfield, Massachusetts. We are going face-to-face. This is a live event in person. This is an event that's being held by GB&P, and it is the Northeast Lean Conference. My understanding is, I think it's the 17th. It is their 17th annual Northeast Lean Conference. So we will be there. We have great representation. We have a couple of our business development advisors that will be out there to talk to everybody. And it's the title is Getting Back to the Future.
Flux capacitor. Come on right? Now.
Yeah. We use that in a couple of different podcasts. We've used that multiple times when it comes to cybersecurity. That is one we always like to talk about, the flux capacitor. So yeah, so that's October 6th to the 7th. Christy, do you have any input, like kind of what, you know, what to expect or some ideas on it?
Yeah. So in our name, Mass MEP, Manufacturing Extension Partnership, we fall under NIST MEP. And NIST MEP has what they call the MEP National Network. And so you're going to see part of the national network at the conference. So I know Rhode Island is on board to be there. I know Connecticut is on board to be wow. there. And the feelers are out for New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. So you might get the whole New England node at this Lean Conference. So if you're not going for all the good information and the Toastmaster himself, Bruce, then go for the MEP National Network.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to, you know, it is the Northeast Lean Conference. So this is obviously all the states. It's not just Massachusetts. So if there is anybody listening that says, oh, you know, we have, I know somebody that may work in a different state and they can attend this. This is for the entire Northeast. It is going to be in Springfield. They are currently on goal to holding it in a live event. Face-to-face. So you can visit their website. It's Northeast Lean Conference, all one word, .org. And it'll take you right into, you'll be able to pick, click on the brochure. It'll pop up and you'll be able to see the agenda, what they have going. It does start early in the morning. So you can be prepared to be there. It starts at 8:15 with some opening remarks and then all different tracks throughout the day. And obviously there'll be networking and there will be exhibitors. So we will be one of them. So if you want to come and talk to us, or if there's somebody that, you know, in another state, like I said, that you know, and you think they may benefit from speaking to Rhode Island or New Hampshire MEP, if they're there, this is a great opportunity to do that. So, all right. So that's October 6th and 7th. You can access that through our website as well, massmep.org. You can get into their website and you can register from there. So, okay. So those are the big events. We'll call them for what we have going on for the month of October. The biggest and most important event for the month of October is Manufacturing Day, right? And Manufacturing Month. So let's talk about Manufacturing Day and Manufacturing Month. So how about we just give a little bit of an insight as to what Manufacturing Day is all about and maybe Manufacturing Month and kind of where it comes from. And I'll take either one of you can jump on that one.
So this initiative was started, I don't know how many years ago now, maybe 5 or so, it's getting up there.
Here for 6, and I think it started the year before I was here, so I think it's 7.
Wow. Oh my, time flies when you're having a good time. And I got to tell you, if you don't know about Manufacturing Day and Manufacturing Month, you've got to check it out. It is a not to miss event. And you know, I thought it was just really cool that when this was kicked off nationally that Massachusetts got on board and you know, turned it into, you know, a recognized thing within the state as well. So they're all in on this too. And so this is across the country that companies, manufacturing companies, are asked to, you know, host events and invite people in to their shops and or make videos and post them. I can't even tell you how many different events there are. You know, every year I've gone to a different company and the presentations that they put on and what you learn about manufacturing is absolutely phenomenal. And so it's not just for old fogies like myself. I mean, it really is geared towards getting people to know like what's going on behind those doors in all of those shops and plants that you see across the country. You drive by them, you never know what's going on. And there are so many good jobs that are available and exciting career pathways. And so Manufacturing Day is geared a lot towards the school systems and getting the kids in for tours as well. So there's just so much to say about it that I'm going to go ahead and let Christy jump in now.
So National Manufacturing Day was one day. Now in the state of Massachusetts, like Lee said, they jumped on board. It's Manufacturing Month. So it is the entire month. And actually, we usually kick it off the last week of September, just because why not make it a little bit longer? But it's I've been to so many events as well, and they're so fun. And they've grown exponentially over the years. There is a website, Creators Wanted, that we fully recommend that you go and you put your events on Creators Wanted, because you will get national recognition for those events. There's nothing better than free marketing, and that's one way to get it throughout the country. So absolutely put your events on Creators Wanted and get out there and start building your own pipeline of employees and get the students to come tour your facility. Who knows who will be your next employee? So lots of fun, lots of good events, lots of award ceremonies. Like Haley said, this is our busiest month of the year. And then just to pile it on even further, it's also STEM Week is in October. And it's Cybersecurity Month. Yeah. So why not just keep piling it on in October? Plus Halloween.
Yeah. Very important. Extremely important. Yeah. Creatorswanted.org is the new platform that they're using. They did switch over to this. I think it was last year was the first year. Yeah, they did what used to be mfgday.com or .org, and then they switched it over and now they've converted it into Creators Wanted. So like Christy said, if you are someone that is getting involved and doing something for Manufacturing Day, it is always the first Friday of the month of October. So it is Friday, October 1st. But if you are, so if you're doing something either that day or throughout the month, when it comes to STEM, cybersecurity, or just manufacturing, you know, and promoting your pipeline, offering tours, activities, whatever it may be, you can go to creatorswanted.org and you can submit events. They'll add the events in, they'll go back, they'll prove them, and then they'll send you a notification to say if they can put them on the website, and there the items will pop up. If you are looking at attending things, so in the cases of a lot of the schools, and whether they're a voc school or if they're a traditional school, you can go on and look for events. Just so you know, we also will have, we have linked or will be linking, there's actually a resource guide for teachers to be able to use. So Emma will be linking that on. This was actually her segment she was supposed to talk about, but I'm doing the best. I'm doing pinch hitting right now for Manufacturing Day for her. I know for her, but she has, there is a man, Creators Wanted has created a nice teacher's resource kit, and Emma will also be linking that on as well. You'll be able to find that through our resources, through our website, and also through creatorswanted.org. It's really easy if you're looking for something to attend. There's a huge map. You can zoom into the map or you can type in the location and it'll bring up the location. Right now there are four events that are currently listed for Manufacturing Day for October 1st. Actually, three for October 1st, and one that we may be able to talk a little bit more in depth about before October 1st. However, you can go in there and you can actually click on the little bubble and it'll show you what somebody is doing. Synventive Molding Solutions, they're holding a Manufacturing Day event. It's for high schools are going to be visiting on site for the day. FlexCon is going to be doing something that day. They have an event going on. And guess what? Our favorites, Mr. Mike Tomasi, AccuRounds, they are also doing something.
Don't forget, too, we've got Northeastern Machine that they're probably just not up there yet. They're always good. FH Peterson is always good for something. Turi, which is T-U-R-I, Turi. Yeah. Who else? Oh, Women in Manufacturing.
Yeah.
So Women in Manufacturing is going to do a virtual event this year with the Sensata again. So we went to Sensata the first year Haley worked here during Manufacturing Month. They put on a really nice event. So those things might not be on that website yet. We'll push them and make sure they all get their stuff up. MAManufacturing.com usually has a bunch of Manufacturing Month events as well. So just a couple of places, and we'll start starting today. We'll start to get as many up onto our website as we can too, just so you guys have them.
Yep, they will be up there. So Manufacturing Day is October 1st. It is Friday. It's all day long. Always go to our website, like Christy said, or to the other websites and always check to see what else is available. Some places will be doing things in person. Some places will be doing things virtual. And there are some organizations that are going to do a hybrid. October 1st, it will be Manufacturing Day. So that's October. So let's get into September. September 23rd and September 24th is the Levers 2021 Innovation Summit. So the Lever Innovation Summit, as of right now, they're doing a hybrid mix. The dates and times you can find at leverinc.org, or you can also go to our website, massmap.org, click into our workshops, click into September, and you'll have the link. It is from Thursday, September 23rd, is from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then Friday is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's their second biennial innovation summit. The first summit was held in Williamstown, Massachusetts in 2019, and it concluded on the Levers 2019 Berkshire Entrepreneur Challenge. They had presentations from regional innovators, panel discussion that was featuring regional innovation centers and keynote speakers. And they had more than 250 people participated in the two-day program. Christy, you can probably give a little bit insight as to Lever and who they are and what they do.
They are, what Haley said, they're a nonprofit that work with entrepreneurs, or they did an entrepreneur challenge through COVID and through the MERT program. They do a lot more than that, but they help support startup companies that are taking an idea and turning it into a manufactured product. They work very, very closely with the BIC, and there's just so much to say. They do a huge internship program every year too. So lots of good stuff. If you don't know them, look them up, but a fun group.
Yeah.
Was that enough funds, Jeffrey?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we, Jeffrey Thomas is the executive director at Lever, and we will be actually, we'll do a podcast with him, and they will be doing their challenge, and it will be done throughout this day from what I understand. And they will be announcing a winner for that day. And then we'll be speaking to them after it's over. So we'll have them on the podcast. Themes that they have lined up for the summit: innovating workforce development, innovating from within, which is the entrepreneur, and innovating for inclusion. So I think those are going to be the topics that they're going to be focusing on for their innovation summit. So, okay. So you can go to our website.
I want to go.
Yeah, right. You register. Lisa, it's hybrid event. I've registered. So you can see it,
Point.
So if you can't get out there and go, because it is in Pittsfield is a beautiful place. this event is definitely going to be worth it for you. And they do offer the two spans of time, and it is hybrid as well. So if you don't think that you can make the trip, and you're more comfortable doing it from Zoom, you have that opportunity. So they're doing a nice job with being able to offer this in both formats. So it's at the BIC. It is being held at the Berkshire Innovation Center. If you haven't been there yet, we strongly encourage you to go. It is an amazing facility. Yeah. So please go. I'm sure Ben Sosny would love that little push to get everybody out there too. So I'm not sure. Maybe you might see one of us out there. You never know. We might be out there. But again, that's Thursday, September 23rd and Friday, September 24th. You can register. You can go to our website. There's a link. You can register and then you can pick the format that you want to be a part of, if it's Zoom or in person, face to face. Our last event that we want to talk about is our big event, huge event. We're calling it huge because when we talk huge and we say it's big and huge, I feel like more people would be like, I got to go register. I got to find out what they're doing at this event. Like, what's happening there? It is the manufacturing mashup is September 28th. It's the entire day. We are starting. The doors are going to open at 9 a.m. You can come on in. There may be a little bit of breakfast, a little bit of networking. There'll be some exhibitors, some speakers. I think the agenda, it has been posted. It's online and available. So
did you want to say where the doors are opening up that day at 9 a.m.?
So it's at the Woosock Stadium, Polar Park, and it is September 28th. The Polar Park is located right in the central heart of Worcester. It's on Madison. Is it street or road? I'm not sure, but it's right in there. Right by, what's it, Kelly Square, right? Is that what that is there? Yeah. We'll open the doors at 9 a.m. You'll be able to walk through, get yourself registered. The event will be, if there are speakers, there are, you know, due to obviously the COVID rules and the social distancing, we do have limitations on certain rooms. However, that does not mean that you still can't be a part of it and be in the park. Even if just for that reason alone. I mean, I haven't been there yet, Christy, you have, and you can speak to that it is worth coming and seeing and being a part of. And everything will be live streamed throughout the day as well. So if for some reason you don't make the cut to kind of squeeze in to get a seat in the room, per social distancing, it'll be on throughout the entire stadium. So why not come do some networking, visit with some exhibitors, and then you can be able to watch the events for the day. So we will have an opening. It will start. It looks as though there's breakfast. Yes, that's always important. So we have a breakfast location. There will be an opening, and the opening will be done by Christine Nolan. Christine is the director for the Center for Advanced Manufacturing. And so she will be opening it up. She'll be throwing out the first pitch, ba-dum-bump, for the day. So Christine will get it going. And then throughout the day, there are a ton of things going on. There's a bunch of different speakers. We also have Forge will be there doing their pitches, and so is Mass Robotics. A little plug for each one of them. In the next upcoming podcast, we will have Joyce Sidopoulos and Tyler Bouchard on with us. They'll be talking Mass Robotics and Flex Robotics. So we'll be talking about their role in the mashup. And then we'll be talking with Laura Teicher. And I think maybe another representative from Forge, and she'll be giving us the details on their part and how it works for what they'll be doing at Forge for the day, their role at the mashup that day. So lots of events, lots of things going on. Christy, what is our role and what will we be doing at the mashup? Because I think we have two pretty important things going on that day for us.
Yeah, so super excited bringing some of these manufacturing day events together, which is fantastic. So you guys don't get manufacturing month fatigue, but we will be part of the first event, which is the Manufacturing Caucus Awards. And so can't wait to see the winners of that event. But so we host those and sponsor those Also, our fearless leader from the past, Jack Healy, we will be giving out the Jack Healy Leadership Award, which has gone to some pretty amazing companies and people. I don't know if people joined us last year for the AMC webinars that we did, but Carolyn Kirk was actually the winner of the Jack Healy Award. So stay tuned to see who this year's big winner is. We will also have a table with the vendors. So come by and say hello. You'll probably see myself, Haley, and Lisa there. So come say hi to us. I have no doubt that Emma and Haley are planning some sort of live stream, live podcast. So make sure that you're checking out our YouTube page and our Facebook Live page. I have no idea where they're going to show up, but they're going to show up somewhere. So those are lots of good things. And then you don't want to miss the networking hour where we can go and have a nice beer together and kind of come down from all the events throughout the day, but lots of good stuff. It'll be a lot of fun, a lot of really interesting, good people coming, some amazing manufacturers right here in Massachusetts. You're only going to strengthen your supply chain here in Massachusetts by attending.
Yeah. Yep.
Good point. Excellent point.
And you can go on to mamanufacturing.com. And when you / it is mashup, or even if you just go, if you remember mamanufacturing.com, when you go onto their website, it will show you the agendas on there, the speakers, everything's up there ready to go. It's free.
Yes. It's free.
Best investment you'll ever make for the day. Go on and look at what's going on for the day and see the events, kind of figure out where you know, what you want to see, what you want to do. Listen to the next upcoming podcast, because each of the podcasts we have coming out, we will be doing a little bit deeper dives into what you can expect, like we said, from either Forge, Mass Robotics, or actually we'll be talking with Christine Nolan and her team, and they'll give you the super inside scoop as to why you won't want to miss this event. So that if that's the last thing that you remember that we talked about today, other than the pretzels, you just go get registered for the mashup. You can get to it from our website at massmep.org, and you can also get to it from mamanufacturing.com. So ladies, do you think there's anything else that we should hit, that have we missed anything, or does it look like we've got a lot of work to do for the next 2 months?
I think we've got a lot of work to do, but I got to tell you what, September and October are like my two favorite months of the year. So bring it on. I love it.
Yes, Lisa, that's fantastic. I love it. Love that energy. So yeah, so bring it on. So if you have any questions, obviously you can always reach out to us through our website. We actually have a contact us form. If you want a little bit more information about us, what we do, how we can help you, how we can be advisors for you. And like we said, we have the videos available too. They're on our website. So thank you, Lisa, for joining us. Thanks, Christy, both of you. Very busy for taking time out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Lisa, you might have to come back for our New Year's podcast. We may have to have you on for that one.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun one. It is a fun one. We might be using Lisa for the mashup day as well. We have some ideas and some thoughts for things. So don't be surprised. Lisa may be also popping up. So I'm just going to prepare everybody.
I'm
ready.
I'm going to be like a little Where's Waldo, right? You're going to have to look around for me and stuff. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I want to get you a red striped shirt, Lisa.
Oh, perfect.
We'll set her up so that as soon as you see her, you go, oh, that's Lisa Oden. Now we know. Yeah. She's a celebrity anyway in her own right. So you can find her all over. It's not like nobody knows her. You just go onto our website. You can find her. She does our employee spotlight. She does a bunch of our vlogs. She does blogs. You can't miss her. She's all over our YouTube channel. Yeah. Yeah. She's all humble right now. Like, who, me? Like, yes, Lisa, you got it. So yeah. So thanks guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Thank you everyone else for joining us. Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.